You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Time for a Dawn Stenslin, Big 3 at 9:02.
It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
And we are sponsored this morning in Kale and Company, Big 3, sponsored by Holland Floor Covering. So TikTok under fire, and Instagram news as well. Instagram will force millions of teenagers into these protected accounts. That's one of the headlines with the new restrictions, which are also designed to push teens to adopt parental supervision throughout the app. So one of the headlines involving social media and teens, as we've talked a lot about cell phones and schools trying to deal with cell phones in the classroom. But we also have news of TikTok and what's going on with the latest as far as TikTok in court over the U.S. ban, and really trying to break that down. It's a top story this morning as the lawsuit against TikTok, that ban, is set to begin. And TikTok arguing against its U.S. ban in court yesterday. So that making major headlines, international headlines. They were in federal court yesterday fighting for the survival of TikTok, really, as a January deadline looms that could put the app out of business in the United States of America.
This is the ByteDance situation, right?
Yes, sir.
The parent company of TikTok.
I'm making a prediction. It will be TikTok might be outlawed or whatever this by January.
And that's what they're saying. Yeah. So it's a panel of three judges. This is the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. And it's looking at TikTok's plea that, here's their argument, free expression, TikTok argues, surpasses the national security concerns that the government is saying exist.
Yep.
TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, based in China, which is said to be an adversary of the United States.
You know, I try to be as consistent as I can. I hate bans, and I love free speech, and I've made it very clear how much I despise TikTok. That being said, I don't want it banned. I really don't.
Amen.
I mean, forget whether a ban works or not, which I don't think they do, because people are just more motivated to consume whatever the ban is being placed on. But it's just like, same thing. Just like if you don't like X, get off of it.
Yep.
If you don't like TikTok, that's why I'm not on TikTok.
Yep.
The only time I come across any TikTok content is if it gets played on the cut sheet.
It's unbelievable to me. You have all these people be like, China has our information. Well, you gave it to them by signing up for the dumb app, so you could watch people dance around and act like idiots. It's, I'm sorry, it's your fault.
Well, all of our information, forget social media. Yes. You sign up for Apple TV or what? I mean, think about how many times you've downloaded an app on your phone where they've asked for information. I mean, nowadays, I mean, my God, your phone is the device, is the gateway to them getting everything. And my wife now carries her debit cards inside of that little slot on her phone. So if she loses her phone, she loses everything. Money, ID, you name it.
At this point, you just have to say that if you're a person over a certain age, everybody has your information. Just, you know, somebody has your information.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, because we like access. We like to make things more convenient. And when you do all that stuff and you give up all this stuff, then there's consequences.
Yeah.
And that is one of them.
With convenience comes surveillance.
Yep. 100%. That's a great slogan.
I'm going to put that on a shirt.
Yeah. By the way, I'm wearing my Kale and Company Free Speech Lives Here shirt.
Nice.
Here. You can get that at our merch store.
And what else do you want to promote while we're at it? Anything else on top of your mind?
PhD.com. Sorry, I'm in promoting mode. That's my job.
Shill mode.
We talked yesterday. We told you about the fact that different lawsuits with third-party candidates had delayed the mail-in vote, the mail-in ballots from going out yet.
Yes.
And another headline this morning is, you know, Pennsylvania is among the states that also prohibits non-citizens from voting in state and local elections. But can they vote? Are they voting? And so local stations more and more getting these kinds of questions and saying, no, in Pennsylvania, if a non-citizen attempted to vote in a Pennsylvania election, they would be subject to severe penalties, including imprisonment and deportation. And this is the Pennsylvania Department of State speaking out about this and addressing concerns by Pennsylvanians that, in fact, non-citizens mm-hmm. are possibly voting in the upcoming yep. election.
Speaking of voting and also information and security on your device, my daughter again got texted last night. She got texted again from the Kamala Harris campaign about making a donation. It'd be a big, long speech, all the spiel. I grew up a middle-class kid, and if you can donate $40, my daughter Olivia comes down the steps again. She goes, Daddy, Kamala texted me again.
Kamala.
She puts the L first.
Oh, Kamala.
I was like, is there an opt-out button,
just,
honey?
Just curious, how do they, like, can't you or your wife, like, text them back and say, my daughter's 10.
Yeah. I texted, well, at the bottom it says, if you want to opt out, type back stop.
Yeah.
So I typed back stop and deleted it, and it's, you know, they went on their way, but yeah.
They come back like weeds.
How did they get her?
It's a good question. I don't know. Because both of my daughters have phones, so I have no idea, but I'm just assuming that those numbers are out there, and they probably don't even know who they're texting. It's just, obviously it's a mass operation.
Of course.
Yeah, so they don't know if they're 10 or 100. Although they would probably take my daughter's vote if they could get it.
10 years old having phones?
Yeah. Oh, well before. We can't put the genie back in the bottle, brother. They've had them since they were 7.
Oh, Nick Hale. Man, what are you doing, bro?
I don't know.
Number 3 in our big 3. Oh, it's high school football season.
That's
which
right.
got at least one set of Pennsylvania parents in hot water. This is a Mount Carmel couple. This is Northumberland County, Coal Heritage region of central Pennsylvania's Susquehanna River. So the Mount Carmel couple, they're behind bar. They're making national news. They were behind bars on Sunday afternoon. That's when they were arrested after they allegedly assaulted one of their football coaches, an assistant coach, and the wife of the league president this during a football game that happened on Sunday. So 40-year-old Rolando Robles, his wife Iris, who's 43, they're facing charges of assault on a sports official, simple assault, institutional vandalism, disorderly conduct, harassment. Happened 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. That this mom and dad get upset. They get upset because they didn't like the ref's the call that a ref made.
Oh,
that's how this started.
Blame the refs. Always the refs' fault. Okay. You know, Coach Tim Walls would never tolerate that type of stuff.
So the ref believed that one of the plays was a fumble. The referee made the call that he believed was a fumble, but was scored a touchdown. So the parents believed, no, it was good. It was a touchdown. The ref said, no, it was a fumble. They didn't get it. And so the parents were irate, and they're allegedly jumping at the refs, spit in the face of a coach.
Wow.
I mean, it got crazy.
Did I tell you how much I despise parents at sporting events of their own kids? I remember years
Dawn,
ago.
Would you like to weigh in on this?
when my dad was like a peewee coach, and he used to have to deal with all these parents,
yep.
and we'd get in the car after practice each night. He's like, yeah, I had to deal with another do-good daddy. They thought Johnny was going to go to the NFL next week. And it's just like, and I noticed this with my wife. So my wife is complicit as well. These people, especially in these dance competitions, oh, my God, your daughter got an 8.7 out of 10. All right, that's pretty good. But it wasn't good enough. She should have had a 9.2. Oh, God.
That is crazy.
So
they had to get bailed out, $40,000 bail, and these are some serious felony charges. At one point, the mom is accused of punching the wife of an official in the face, punching her. That's one of the... I mean, this got really crazy and out of hand. So at this point, the parents are now banned from attending any sporting events in their community.
That's amazing.
At all. And, yeah, that's a shame.
You said this is Mount Carmel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania.
They're a historic, pretty historic powered program.
By the way, you mentioned Pee Wee. Do you remember midget wrestling and midget football?
Oh, yes.
I don't think you're allowed to say that
anymore. No, because that's offensive.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was like a whole division.
Oh, I know. Everybody thought their kid was the next Lawrence Taylor and Randall Cunningham. And then you find out that your kid's not going to the pros.
It's not the kids that ruin the game. Imagine how embarrassed.
I agree. It's the parents.
Yeah. Imagine how embarrassed the kid is.
Yes.
The parents are like in the news.
Right.
Got arrested. Went to jail. Spent the weekend in jail.
And I like to give these, you know, these community coaches credit because they're out there as volunteers.
Yeah.
You know, you're coaching 12-year-olds. You're not getting paid.
By the way, the YouTube chat is on fire with speculation on what the big announcement is on Thursday. Ooh. Thursday at 8:30, in case you're just tuning in.
Liz Cheney's doing mornings.
Michael says, ooh. I'm not going to confirm or deny anything, by the way. Michael says Greg is leaving.
No.
Jesus says the announcement is probably Trump doing another interview.
That would be good.
Michael says it's going to be the debate with Trump and Kamala, you know, Sean and Esty.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good.
Mike Carr says the big announcement is that Dawn and Greg are eloping. Edward says Rich Zeoli will be taking over for Mark Levin.
Because poor Mark. Mark's been sick.
Jesus says Greg is now a Mormon and will have multiple wives.
That's right. That's the big announcement.
Yes.
Big love.
Yes.
Greg will officially endorse X as his favorite platform of choice.
I will.
Big love, Elon.
So those are just some of the speculations of what we are doing, what the big announcement is on Thursday. I will not confirm or deny any of that.
All right.
Well, we'll have to figure out if we have big love, we'll need big sponsors. But our sponsor for our big three is Holland Floor Covering, the region's premier flooring dealer. Reimagine your space with new carpet, tile, or area rugs. It can also really add such character and a welcoming experience to your home. Showrooms in Wayne and Newtown, no charge samples, no obligation estimates. Learn more at hollandfloor.com.
Dawn, thank you very much. If you're not on YouTube, get on over now because we have the receipts, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. So the Trump and Vance campaign putting out a statement yesterday. Thankfully, the would-be assassin was stopped by the heroic action of law enforcement. But make no mistake, this psycho was egged on by the rhetoric and lies that have flowed from Kamala Harris, Democrats, and their fake news allies for years. So we can go through some of the receipts, and Phil's going to scroll around and show you all of these as I read. If you can't see them, you'll get them on the radio, you'll get them on the app. If you're not on the YouTube, get on over now and you can see these quotes. And we have a bunch of people. Let's start with Kamala Harris, who has repeatedly said, quote, Trump is a threat to our democracy and fundamental freedoms. Kamala Harris has also said, quote, it's on us to recognize the threat Trump poses. Kamala Harris, does one of us have to come out alive? Ha, 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 ha. I believe that was one of the interviews she did on a mainstream media show where she was giggling afterwards. Joe Biden has said the following. It's, quote, time to put Trump in a bullseye. Quote, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Trump is a threat to this nation. There is one existential threat. It's Donald Trump. Trump is a genuine threat to this nation. He's literally a threat to everything America stands for. Trump and MAGA Republicans are a threat to the very soul of this country. Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic, and that is a threat to this country. Those are the Biden quotes. And we've got some Walz quotes as well. Tim Walz, are Republicans a threat to democracy? Yes. And they going to put people's lives in danger? Yes. Glenn Walz, a.k.a. Crazy Chicks with the Eyes, bye-bye, Donald Trump. Nancy Pelosi, Trump is a threat to our democracy of the kind we have not seen. Liz Cheney, Trump represents a fundamental threat to the republic, and we are seeing it on a daily basis. Maxine Waters, are Trump supporters preparing a civil war against us? Maxine Waters, I want to know about all of these right-wing organizations that Trump is connected with who are training up in the hills somewhere. Yeah, they're up in the mountaintops like in Tora Bora getting ready to invade. Adam Schiff, Trump is the gravest threat to our democracy. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Trump is an existential threat to our democracy. And you can see the rest of them, Dan Goldman and others. Most of them that I gave you are the more notable ones. Hakeem Jeffries has issued some statements. Lester Holt, you know, Lester Holt, speaking of fake news media, NBC Nightly News, today's apparent assassination attempt comes amid increasingly fierce rhetoric on the campaign trail. Mr. Trump, his running mate J.D. Vance, continue to make baseless claims. So we've seen all of them. We have all the receipts of all of them. And the reality is, I don't think anything will change. Because as I said in the big take this morning, why would it? There's 49 days left. You really think they're going to change? I mean, Hillary Clinton back on the trail last night with Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. This time around, they couldn't even have a verbal ceasefire for 48 hours. It's full pedal, you know, pedal to the metal. And Dawn, like, I get it. You know, you want to distract, you want to divide, you want to say the other side's the worst. I get it. I understand the way the game is played. I just feel like when you continue to go down, and not to give a pass for the first 7 or 8 years, but maybe it should have just stopped permanently after July 13th. You know, there's many of a way in which you can go after a politician, right? You can go after their personality. You can go after their policy. You can be like Howard Stern and rip the voters that vote for him. 74 million strong, by the way. But like when you do the Hitler stuff and all of the toxic vocabulary, it's not a talk show, right? Like, you don't want a talk show. You want to have certain words so that they pop and the audience gets, you get their attention. At some point, do you think any of these people have a moment behind closed doors? Because as I said yesterday, I really don't think that they think Trump's Hitler, but they're, you know, they go above and beyond in playing the game. Do you think any of these people in the last 68 days have had a moment behind closed doors where they said, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe what I said did lead to somebody taking it too far. Do you think they have those moments of reflection, or are they just that diabolical?
I think that they are apathetic to Trump and Trump supporters, or Republican voters, conservative voters, however you want to word it. And I think they are complicit. And here's the thing, until people, citizens, or campaigns like the Trump campaign sue, actually file lawsuits against media companies and hold them as complicit, nothing's going to change. Because mm-hmm. that's what they understand. Right. It's all about the lawyers. Yep. Everybody back on the roads, going from place to place, car line, back to school, back to work. My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, they're going to help you find that luxury vehicle you've been eyeing. Piazza has thousands of new and certified pre-owned vehicles from brands such as Mercedes-Benz, Land Rover, Jaguar, Maserati, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, and more. Just visit them, PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com. You can stop by one of their many Pennsylvania, Delaware, or New Jersey dealers. PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Let's find out what Stocker has lined up at 9:32. What's still hanging around, floating around on What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
I do. It's Cut 11, Phil. So we talked a lot yesterday about what's going on in Springfield, Ohio. And we, you know, the news reports on these bomb threats that were happening there in elementary schools, they canceled some festival, you know. Apparently, according to the Ohio governor, Mike DeWine, who's a Republican, by the way, he has some interesting reporting on all these 33 bomb threats that came out against Springfield, Ohio. Cut 11, Phil, and you can hear what that is. Cut 11, go.
At least 33 separate bomb threats, each one of which has been responded to, and each one of whom has been found as a hoax. So 33 threats, 33 hoax. I want to make that very, very clear. None of these had any validity at all. We know that people are very, very concerned, and we have taken some actions, and in a moment I'll let Andy Wilson go into more detail. But we've moved resources into Springfield. So I want to say to the parents in Springfield, these hoaxes, these threats have all been hoaxes. None of them have panned out. We have people, unfortunately, overseas who are taking these actions. Some of them are coming from one particular country. We think that this is, one more opportunity to mess with the United States, and they're continuing to do that.
So election interference? Is this Russia? Is this Ukraine? Is this Iran? What? Is this China? What country is it? And yesterday, we just heard all the left-wing media saying Donald Trump is responsible for these false claims, which have led to bomb threats. And now the crazies are coming out. So they're actually not real. They're hoaxes.
They're hoaxes that are coming from and
foreign.
Yes. And they seem to know, Don, I don't know if you have any more reporting on this, but like they seem to know the country of origin these are coming from, but they're not saying, which is interesting to me. So all of these bomb threats are horrible. They should never happen. But this whole thing seems to be very well orchestrated.
Boy. Greg, I don't know. You really got to be careful with saying that. Yeah, it's just, do you have any concrete proof? Do you have any evidence? Or is this, again, more media-driven, left-driven, whatever it might be?
The AG of Ohio was on CNN yesterday, and he said that he was swatted a couple months ago. And the swatting actually came from, I believe he said, Romania. So there seems to be a lot of this stuff happening that we on social media seem to be blaming on, American nutcases, when it all seems to be kind of well orchestrated coming from overseas.
Fascinating development, sir.
I'm just saying.
Well, it's Mike DeWine. He's a Republican. How can you believe him?
Yeah.
Okay.
But police also released the local police after the officials were saying, oh, they haven't had a spike in crime. And the local cops, and this is a la New York City, when NYPD released those crime stats after the mayor said, oh, there's nothing to see here, and we haven't had a spike in migrant crime. And the Springfield, Ohio police released the stats.
Yeah.
And the truth is, they do have a huge increase in crime.
I'm sure mainstream media is going to be all over this development, this update, after what Mike DeWine has laid out.
Well, I mean, look, they were very quick to trot him out on the Sunday morning shows, when he was speaking out against, what was happening, what J.D. Vance and Trump was saying. Now with this, which I think is an interesting development, now all of a sudden it's like radio silence.
Oh, it's crickets.
From those people.
Yeah, of course. No follow-ups there.
All right, one more. I just want to end on a very, we talk about TikTok and the TikTok ban.
Been a while since we've gone there.
This person is frustrated because someone called him a sir. Now, get on over to YouTube if you want to see this.
By the way, far worse than having a bullet zip you in the ear.
So this is cut 12. Get on over to YouTube. Yes, I know I'm playing the audio. Thank you. Get on over to YouTube if you want to see this person that is very offended that somebody called him a sir. Now, has boobs. I'll say that. But if you look at the facial hair on the face, sometimes I feel like this is all a giant work too.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong.
I have a full mustache and beard.
You are correct. YouTube.com/@1210WPHT if you want to see this or not. Cut 12, Phil, go.
So I got served today at the pharmacy, and I'm not saying men can't look like this, because please, go off, kings. But like,
yeah, go off, king.
I'm not doing damage to masculinity. I think y'all are you sir me, when you call me a man, right? Like, I'm not a man. Don't consider me for the pool of men. And maybe the people who are like, oh, masculinity is in decline, well, stop thinking I'm doing anything with it. I'm not part of that equation. Count me out.
Gotcha, man. I got you. You've been counted out for a while, apparently.
So that's a dude
yeah.
who is transitioned to a woman, I guess?
Yeah.
Or is it a woman?
No, I think that's a dude transitioning to a woman that got breast implants. But still sports the beauty. Good, nice, great beard by that guy.
Dawn is the only female in this equation. No. Please weigh in. It's a dude. Is it a dude?
Got the ripped jeans on. Tight jeans.
You think it's what?
But I think it's a... Wait.
It's a dude.
But the per... See, it just messed up my brain.
No, it's a dude. You can hear the voice. Listen to the voice.
But the person is saying, don't call me sir.
Yes.
So the person is born a male.
Yeah.
Right.
But is claiming now... to be a woman.
Right. So, you know, and because he's got the beard, you see the beard. If maybe you just were looking at head height, at you know, straight across, you saw the beard. All right, what's up, dude? Oh, I'm sorry. You've got a rat. You've got an implant.
You've got a rat.
You got
I heard what you were going to say.
Oh, so, okay.
It's not right.
They're mind effing all of us.
Oh God!
Like I'm like I'm sorry. I'm not the crazy. I'm just trying to figure out. I'm just trying to. What do they say in therapy? I'm trying to process. I'm just trying to process maybe what you haven't processed or what you're going through in the process. I'm trying to trust the process, but Joel Embiid broke my heart with the process, so I'm all processed out.
Chris Eppolito. It's a shim.
My pronoun, shim.
Oh God. Yes, a guy. I think it's a guy that has the boobs, right?
Yeah.
Are they breast implants?
I don't know. They're not very.
Yeah, they're small. They're like A's or B's.
But this person could be on, some kind of, not puberty blockers, but the pills,
right.
That would increase the hormones,
right.
And then eat a lot of soy, right. Get some man boobs. Or whatever.
Yeah, but you could tell in the voice. By the way, Phil, can we freeze frame it? Do we have any? Are we able to pinpoint the Adam's apple?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, like right there. That can we just play
it's
like
definitely
two,
an Adam's
just play 2 seconds of the audio. Just right. Let me just.
So I got sir today at the pharmacy.
Yeah, it's a dude.
And
yeah, it's a guy. It's a guy transitioning to a girl. Okay. Not the other way around.
Sorry, I'm sorry I brought it up.
No, it's okay.
I just wanted to end on a. Fun out.
Here's the thing, though, that insurance companies are now paying for this individual.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all pay.
Yep.
And I'm just saying, that I don't really think that's fair.
By the way, can I just say this? Can I do a shameless plug before we break? We're 26 subscribers away from 7,000. So everybody... All I need is 26. 26 people. If you're 26 people, 26 people can go to the YouTube.com/at1210WPHE and hit the subscribe button. Please do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
All I need is 26.
There you go.
All right. Your voicemails.
We will come back and get to your voicemails on the other side. It's Kale and Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Nick is absolutely right. I've been saying for years that Democrats have fallen into a web of destruction. And the web is wars, economy, border. Why the noble loser Republicans keep talking about cats and dogs is beyond the pale. Quite ridiculous, and this is why we always lose.
I think that's it. And you're right. I am right. Economy, borders, wars. If you just hammer those three things, you should win. You have the issues on your side. And you know what I think? We talked about this volley back and forth of is it true? Is it not true? What's happening in Ohio? What's up with this? Is it a geese, a cat, a dog? What's on the grill? And it's like... But you know what? It's playing into the Dems' advantage, even if it's true, because it's become this stink bomb distraction.
Yeah.
Remember in the O.J. Simpson case, they were this close to getting a conviction, and Darden fell for Johnny Cochran's deflection and distraction. Stay focused. Stay on point. You should win the election. If you go down the rabbit hole, it works against you, in my opinion.
Me. I love the show, but a few things that drive me crazy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Nick.
Nick.
Do you have to do analogies for everything?
You're right.
Everything?
You're right. Bad job.
Greg.
Yes.
Seriously, bro.
Yeah.
You're not always right.
Oh, you're right.
No, Don. You're wrong. No, Nick. You're wrong. You're 100% wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. You are wrong. Tell me right now. You're wrong. That's what you do.
Thank you.
And Dawn.
Dawn, uh-oh.
What'd I do?
Dawn, as we all know, you are perfect just the way you are.
I mean, come on. This is just
stage call.
This I'm
is
out.
This Love is you stage, back. Yeah, this is a stage call.
Call.
That was Larry.
That was the boys.
Yeah, that was one of Dawn's sons. I call.
They're in school.
I call Fugazi on that whole thing.
I swear, my hand to God.
And Dawn, you're wrong.
You know, I will take the analogy thing under advisement.
And I will take the always calling people out for being wrong. Yeah. Under advisement. And then tomorrow I'm going to tell you both why you're wrong.
What's up, 1210 listeners? Missed out on Politics and Pints the other week? Well, you can find it live on Chris Forsythe's YouTube channel. No, please hire me.
I like that. A plea to be hired.
Yeah, a little job interview out of the fly.
Wait, what does he want to do?
He wants to be hired.
He wants to do video, I guess, for the station.
Chris Forsythe.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
I saw his tweet last Friday or Saturday.
Yep.
So I'm assuming he came there on his own and filmed some stuff just on his own volition?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He does that a lot.
Yeah. Very cool.
Good for him.
Yeah, nice work.
World, she brings us new. World, she knows her own norm. World, she keeps Nick and Greg in line. Don Stensley, let the news take you over. Don Stensley, te quiero, amor mio. Don Stensley,
Spy Lamos. Okay,
I'm gonna brighten up your day. Don Stensley, te quiero, amor mio. Don Stensley.
Wow,
Enrique Iglesias checking in.
I love that.
Nice
that
work.
Beautiful. Wow. Don is swooning over here.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow. Look at that.
Sweet talking.
I'm calling Fugazi on these calls. Like, they can't all be positive of Dawn. That's just not possible. Tomorrow, Dawn, all negative Dawn callers. All negative Dawn callers.
You know, I'm going to need the highest level people in the FBI and the Secret Service to track down the phone records here of these voicemails.
Absolutely.
Ron Monroe, get on it, brother.
I want to see where they're pinging to. And if they're all pinging to, Chestnut Hill.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
It's unbelievable.
That's all I'm saying.
Nobody better be at that house. They all better be at school and work.
Yeah. All right.
Exactly. All right. Good round of voicemails.
Yep.
Entertaining. We'll take whatever you have to say. It could be a serious point, a joke, a parody. You name it. We will play it. Dawn Stensland, what do we have lined up? Actually, hold on for one second.
Yes.
We'll do. I got the order wrong.
You did.
It is today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. History. Kale and Company.
September 17th. Now, as a bonus for the YouTubers today, you're actually going to get a few pictures from my weekend away last week because I'm in a good mood.
Oh.
My team won on Sunday.
All right.
Birthdays include Fee Waybill by The Tubes, who's 74, and Vin Rock by Naughty by Nature, who's now 54. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Bill Black, Elvis's bassist from 54 to 57, as well as Hank Williams. Singles include Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood in 82, Slide by the Goo Goo Dolls in 98, the debut single by Howard Jones in the UK in 83, and No More Tears by Ozzy in 91. Albums include Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 by GNR in 91, Joe's Garage Act 1 by Frank Zappa in 79, Theory of a Dead Man's debut in 2002, and Believe by Disturbed on the same day. Also in 78, the video for Bicycle Race by Queen was filmed. In 67, the Doors got banned from the Ed Sullivan Show. In 84, Missing You by John Waite is atop the singles chart. And in 82, Pink Floyd's The Wall hits the big screen. Also, 69, the media was actually running stories that Paul McCartney was dead, even though he was vacationing in Kenya. But lastly, on this day in 31, yes, 1931, RCA Victor unveils its new invention, the LP record. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Lopquist.
Nice work, Philip. Nice little visual of your trip to the Bay Area. Good job, buddy. All right, Dawn's show, 6 minutes from now. We find out what she has lined up for the top of the hour.
Yeah, so we're getting some new updates on all things Trump and what went down at his international golf course, that investigation. And why, in relation to that, why is Elon Musk being investigated? We'll look into that, as well as a federal-level investigation against RFK Jr. What's this about? Is it a whale of a tale? Coming up also, 10:30, a longtime friend of mine, it's a little bit of a mystery, so I'll keep it at that, is going to, we'll talk to him about some great events coming up in the community, one this Sunday, but also one for Halloween. So we'll talk about what my Halloween costume, what your Halloween costume is, but it's Halloween coming up October 25th, Friday. So we'll talk all things Halloween later this month. A lot going on. We have some live news conferences, local development, live and local. We continue on covering everything that's breaking moment by moment.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. That'll do it for us here. So, by the way, so Elon's being investigated, RFK's being investigated, Tulsi Gabbard's being investigated.
Notice a trend?
Yeah, I might have to do a little research on that. All right, stay tuned. The Dawn Show is up next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. And as Kamala Harris would say, if you're looking for the answers,
just look up the Google.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.